intercepted. Amos to midfield, to the 40. Pick six Bears. Adrian Amos, first career swipe.
Talk to me about Baltimore. You couldn't have scripted that any better. It's so personal for you.
You know, just going home and my family get to see me play. And it's just, you know, a dream of playing that stadium. That was just some way I, you know, growing up, I said I'm going to be a Baltimore Raven. I'm going to play in the stadium and different things like that. So just being able to get back and to be in that stadium and for us to win. If we would have lost, it wouldn't have been as memorable of an experience.
The show house!
Interestingly, because your scouting report, one of them that I read, your humility. So you just answered a question about the Baltimore game, never mentioned about your 90-yard interception return and the big play. And, you know, that is exactly you, isn't it? Do you ever allow yourself to embrace that moment, though?
Since it was my first interception, it was a little sigh of relief. Growing up, all the way up until through college, never had a problem with getting the ball, never had a problem in coverage. And then all of a sudden, it was just like this. It was just this thing on me that, you know, I couldn't get the ball. And getting the ball was something that was in my head.
Yeah.
So when I finally felt the ball, it was just like a sigh of relief. All right, I got the first one. All right, now let's go.
This stretch you're in right now, best of your career?
I guess you could say statistically is the best of my career. But I just feel like our defense as a whole, we're getting turnovers. So things look a lot better. We got to continue this.
As it turns out, the chemistry with you and Eddie Jackson is really good.
We complement each other well. You know, he plays back in the post, and he range you cover guy good, and we interact well with each other, you know, understand each other, understand what each other like to do. Our relationship should only get, you know, better, you know, more and more we start, you know, learning about each other.
Do you feel you were challenged when they decided to make some investments, both in free agency and the draft, at safety?
I knew coming into this offseason, I was just going to have to work. They brought people in and, you know, played well. I felt like I had a great camp. They decided to go another way, but, you know, I just took it as, you know, I just need to keep working, put my head down, grind, because, you know, it's always another opportunity.
You have family history of people serving. Your cousin, your godbrother served in Iraq. Your uncle served. Your grandfather was a Marine who fought the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Didn't get to meet him.
Right.
He passed shortly before you were born. So it's in your blood.
My mother was a big daddy's girl. He was a Marine, and he served in Vietnam. And she used to tell me the stories about when he came back and, you know, different paranoias about different things like that. And, you know, how it really affected him. You know, with my cousin, I've seen him when he's home and the different side effects from being at war and then coming home and having to adjust to that. So I don't know the exact feeling. I couldn't express the same feeling, but, you know, I have a tremendous respect for him because that's being in a war, being in a war zone, being have fear for your life every day in different situations like that. That's, you know, that's something that, you know, I couldn't imagine. It just holds it, you know, a piece in my heart, and I respect, you know, everything they do.